Now, did you cook when you were young?
I did. It's totally hokey, but it's true. My mom, I got it all from my mom. She was a stay-at-home mom. She made bread, peanut butter, preserves. We had a garden. She made everything all the time, home-cooked, just a really good home-cooked meal. And her passion for food, I gravitated towards how the yeast worked in bread and why it turned into a loaf that was tight and then got big and cooked. And I always wanted to know how that happened. So I was always drawn to the kitchen with her from day one.
And at what age did you start working with your mom in the kitchen?
I think I was about 10 that I really started taking it seriously. And then I only did that from probably about 10 to 13 until I found a bicycle. And then it was all about going outside. And I kind of, didn't do much with that. But that was my foundation, was my mom's passion.
And then when did you go back to cooking?
Seriously, in 1984, 85, when I studied with Michel Blanchet.
Oh, in Los Angeles?
Yeah, he was in La Cienega.
Yeah, you know him. Yeah.
Hardcore, that was a long time ago.
So you went right there and didn't go to cooking school before that?
That's right. I was going to go to the Culinary Institute of America.
Uh-huh.
And then my sister was working at this place called Irvine Ranch Farmers Market in Newport Beach. Huntington Beach. Which was it? Newport, I think. So I don't know. Anyway, store number 7. She called me and said, hey, this guy, Michel Blanchet, is a corporate chef. Do you want to work here? Well, I'll check it out. I didn't know anything about the guy. So I went out there, and he came in 4 days a week, and he oversaw this huge operation, 63,000 square feet. It was absolutely huge. And I worked there for a little while, and then he said, well, do you really want to learn how to cook? I said, sure. What do you got? He said, well, I have a restaurant. I'm like, oh, really? So he come outside. He got his Jaguar. We drove to his restaurant, walked in the back door, and there's just copper pots everywhere and white gloves, silver tops on everything, and my jaw hit the ground, and I spent 2 years with him there.
And then where did you go from there?
I'm from Sedona, so that's my hometown, so I went back home and worked at, ironically enough, a place called L'Auberge de Sedona, which is still there. You know it?
No,
yeah,
I don't.
Gorgeous, right down the creek. French. So I got right out of my apprenticeship with Michel. Oh yeah. My foundation is classic French. I think it's a pretty solid foundation too. So they were happy to have me. So I went back there, worked with them, started with breakfast, went to lunch, and then did dinner service, went through almost every position in that resort.
And how long were you there?
I was there about 2 years. Whipped through that pretty quick. Then I worked at different places all around Sedona. Went to Hawaii, so I really wanted to learn from Pacific Rim.
Oh, nice.
My main job was on Ali'i Drive, Cebu Cafe. It's a Thai restaurant on the Big Island. And then on my days off and when I wasn't working, I'd stage and knock on everybody's doors around the island and just start working in different kitchens to learn Pacific Rim food.
And how long did you spend in Hawaii?
18 months.
You had a nice time there as well.
A good chunk. I got island fever. But then I brought that back to the States, and I shouldn't say the States, but I brought it back to the mainland.
Right.
And really just applied a lot of that with the Friendship Foundation. And it was fun. That was, that was in the 90s when it was really, really hot, Went to Enchantment Resort in Sedona. Then I came out to L.A. and worked at L'Hermitage on Burton Way. That was in 98 with Serge Felicic as the executive chef. And we were on the opening team.
Okay.
So when they did the $65 million renovation,
uh-huh.
So I was on that. And then I was exec sous chef and then got bumped up to exec chef after that.
Wow.
Then I got a call to go back to Sedona, and they wanted me to run that resort. So made me a good offer. I went back there and then ran that resort, the Champion Resort, for quite a while. Built Mi Amo, the spa. Put another kitchen in there, another restaurant down there. And that's been very successful.
And then when did you come here?
I came here 2001.
So you were here when the old restaurant was here.
Yeah, I came to San Diego in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to this resort here at L'Auberge August 11th, 2004. So yeah, I was through the entire renovation when we shut down and all that, yeah.
Because the restaurant is quite different now. It's much more open.
Yeah.
Much more airy. And is the menu very different, too?
The menu is completely different. The scene we've created here is a very social gathering spot, and there's a lot of different areas around to dine in. You can have a formal dinner in a wine room, or there's cabanas outside, or a booth like we're sitting in overlooking the kitchen right now. And so the menu is conducive to, I think, that dining situation we have. You can pick through a whole bunch of small plates or cold plates. We have a huge meat and cheese section. If you want to play it safe and have a salad and a filet, you can do that. We even have a burger. But, you know, if you want foie gras, scallops with popcorn puree, and you want to be a little bit more adventurous, we have that too.
Okay. And is a lot of your produce and your proteins organic?
Absolutely.
Focus on organic?
Oh, huge focus on organic. I think I can safely say we're 75% organic, and that's only because the industry isn't there yet. You know, we can't get everything. All the oils are not, most of the oils, but not all the vinegars. Our produce, San Diego's got a great microclimate, tons of small farms, and we support a lot of small farms here in San Diego, and all the produce, the eggs are local, all of our dairy is organic. The meat's free-range, natural. We use only sustainable seafood. I'm a stickler for ingredients.
And it is it is also very local-based. The vineyards are very, very fresh.
Very fresh. Like, we just put on the menu now, Mano de Leon scallops right here, because they come from Baja. And when they're not in season, we'll go to Maine, but that's 2,500 miles. I'd rather travel 75, you know? And
right.
So they're much fresher.
So
they just
fresh.
Yeah, and they're local.
And how often do you change the menu?
You know, the menu changes based on what the farmer brings, you know? So in San Diego, we have a long growing season, so we'll have heirloom tomatoes in November, where the rest of the country is already moving on to squash. We might still have corn, you know? So it kind of depends on what the farmer's bringing and what the fishmonger's bringing. If I put wild striped bass on the menu 1 week and it's not there the next, I take it off. And we just change it. We print our menus in-house, so they're always changing.
So it's always changing. And as a chef, do you like working in this climate in San Diego because of the options
love it.
You have?
I love it. That's why I came here. I love it. The options are endless. I've got a couple friends. One that's in Hawaii, one on the East Coast, and they both envy what we have here. Both of them.
Even from New York? Really?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They have great tomatoes and stuff, but, I mean, we have, the majority of the vegetables come from this state, you know?
Yeah.
And the best stuff stays here.
So it is really lucky. And then, do you have any advice for someone who is starting out as a chef and wants to go into becoming a chef as a profession?
Yeah. Keep your resume in check. What I mean by that is, go to the top, find the best chef in your area, in your region, start there, and if they turn you down, go to the next one. Find the best guys and work with them. And when I say work with them, spend 18 months, 2 years, really keep your resume and your education real. You know, there's a lot of young guys that come in and out, and they spend 6 months to a year in restaurant, and they hop all over the place. And we kind of call those culinary leeches, you know? And it shows. If you really want to learn, you need to stay at least 16 to 18 months with a chef and learn. That if you do that and you find really good people to work with, you don't even have to go to school. You really don't.
Right.
You know, it's helpful, but I don't look for that when I'm hiring people.
And it probably helps too career-wise for people, because then they really get a little bit more established and can network with really
absolutely
good chefs.
That's right. Because we all talk. We stay in touch. We talk to each other.
Okay. And then what do you cook at home for your family? What's your favorite thing to have?
Wow. I love to barbecue. I really do. Just a simple barbecue. But one of the things my family likes me to make the most is a Thai fried rice.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Oh, because your background, probably.
Yeah, and I don't cook Thai. I don't cook Asian anymore. I left that in the 90s. I really don't. So they love it when I do.
But what's your favorite thing to cook? And your favorite thing to eat?
Baby back ribs.
That's your favorite thing?
Yeah, slow smoked all day. Or a suckling pig. Oh, my God. That's by far my favorite.
So something really homey and really comforting.
Absolutely.